And now I'm going to tell you a story. It's about a mystery. The mystery of Goblin Halls. It began in the residential quarter of Edinburgh called the New Town, at a little second-hand bookstore called Broughton Books. Amongst the many wonderful out-of-print paperbacks on sale were collections of printed artworks, posters and maps, and there in a bundle by the doorway was an old Ordnance Survey map of Edinburgh and East Lothian. Having acquired a map for £1, I took it home to open it out, for as a keen historian I was always looking up historic sites to go and visit. Although it had a fairly crinkled cover, the map was in good condition, and I scanned the various famous landmarks like Roslyn Chapel and Crichton Castle, the vast cavern system of Cousland, two villages called Elphinstone and Elvingstone. I noted that references to the little people in place names were abundant. In ancient times, the legends go, the little people in this Scottish region called the Lothians took keen interest in human affairs. Scanning the roads to take in the village names, my heart leapt in excitement as I noticed a village called Goblin Halls. I had never heard of this place, and it being adjacent to the legendary cavern system, I grew enthusiastic about my chances of finding an entrance to the 100 or so square miles of mysterious underground dwellings and cities, which legend said were in abundance. Making a note that it was about 4 miles west of Gifford, near East Saltoun, and about 20 out of Edinburgh, I intended to go there to check it out. As I researched the legends of the Lothians, it became very obvious that the fairy folk had been instrumental in the creation of some of the most important events in Scottish history, such as saving King Lot's daughter from execution at Triprane Law by catching her in their flying chariots as she was cast down from the heights for daring to have married an elf. They flew her across the sea to give birth to the Scottish saint who would eventually become Saint Kentigern in Kirkcaldy. Not very far away were the Eildon Hills, from where the minstrel Thomas the Rhymer was abducted by the Fairy Queen and returned with a book of prophecies. And closer still, near Innerleithen, were the hills where the fateful lovers lost each other in a game of hide and seek. For one was to enter into a cavern and discover a wondrous city and its peoples, the other was to return home without her and be tried and executed for her murder, for she never came back. The young lady had not been murdered, however, for after having been toured about a great civilization in grand style, she was returned to the hill at Innerleithen. When she got into town, she found it difficult to recognize the place with so many changes, and when she asked for her lover, she found that he had been hanged 50 years ago. Certainly, to have found a village called Goblin Halls near a massive cavern system in East Lothian was exciting. Now my curiosity fired up more than ever, I went back to Edinburgh determined to make an expedition to Goblin Halls village. Setting out in my old van one bright midsummer's afternoon with my newly found map on the passenger seat, I went into the countryside of East Lothian. The sky was blue, the air warm and full of the sound of birds. Judging from my map, I was west of Gifford, somewhere near Saltoun. I pulled into a lay-by to look at the map more closely, realizing I was getting very close. I looked out over the fields of barley and watched as a small cloud of flies rose and fell in the afternoon heat. For some reason, 3 of the big flies came over to my van and settled on the windscreen. The middle fly sat with his tiny wee end pressed against the windscreen and seemed to spin round conferring with his 2 friends, and then his 2 companions flew off, leaving him sitting there grooming himself. I started the van, deciding that I should head down the road, and as the van picked up speed, the fly on the windshield continued to sit there facing forward, preening itself and rubbing its eyes with its foreleg as if asleep or awakened. What magic spell was this? I headed downhill, and the hedgerows loomed large on both sides of the narrow road, and there, between the trees at the foot of the hill, was the sign for Goblin Hall's village. Just before I came to the sign, the fly leapt off the window, travelling forward in the air, somehow avoiding getting caught up in the slipstream. Then I was finally in the village of Goblin Halls. There were quaint rows of terraced stone cottages, a hotel, a shop and a post office, a market cross and a church. The place was picturesque. In the post office, I bought an ice cream and inquired about the Goblin Hall, and was told that it was near here, but they didn't know where. I did a quick circuit of the village, seeing no signs, then drove off, deciding to return with a more detailed map and history of the area. I was to move house that year, and many of my books and maps were sold on to make room for myself in my new home. When again I decided to start looking for the village of Goblin Halls, I bought another map, but was to get a huge surprise, for it was not marked on any map, either on road atlases, ordnance survey maps, or even the older maps. I retraced my steps to those old antique bookshops and looked through various versions of maps, and there was nothing marked, not even as a tourist attraction, yet I had located and found the village of Goblin Halls with my old map. My map appears to be magically unique. This was an incredible mystery, as it turns out that there is a historical cave called Goblin Hall and a castle which is close by the village of Gifford at Yesterhouse. The master of the ancient castle had been the warlock Hugh de Gifford, and from time to time a massive boulder is said to move about inside the cavern, deterring locals from close inspection. It is not referred to on any map though. There is no mention whatsoever of Goblin Hall on any map. Yet I had been in possession of one that displayed the name as a village. It isn't even marked as an archaeological site on popular tourist maps. Some fairy beings or force unknown had caused the name Goblin Halls to be written before me. I no longer have the map, just an amazing story about how I first got to hear about the Goblin Halls of East Lothian. I had taken it for granted that there was a village called Goblin Halls. The maps say there isn't, but we know there is, and if you go looking for it, you may well find it.